Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We are the site of the 5A state championship game, the final one of the entire, I would call it the weekend, but it's a Monday through Wednesday situation now, and that's how we're here in Mercedes-Benz. It's been a blessing because weather's been pretty cold, so being back inside is certainly the way to go when it comes to the championship games. Your halftime score right now, Thomas County Central 21, Gainesville 7. As we get ready for the second half in just a few minutes, but meanwhile, me, Doug Conkle, and him, Brandon Joseph, are going to talk to you about the action of the first half and look forward to the second. Brandon, initially, your reaction to what you saw in the first half, what surprised you and what were you impressed by?
Well, it was kind of summed up walking off the field, got a chance to catch up with Coach Josh Niblett, and he kind of summed up my thoughts exactly. He's got to get the defense off the field, and that's exactly what he said to me. We got to get the defense off the field. They got to get off their feet. Now, part of that is the defense has to carry their weight. They got to do what they need to do to get off the field. But also, he made a point to say that the offense has to help them out. They got to get things going offensively, get in a rhythm. They got to come out here, and priority number one is to get this back to a one-score game. And then he feels that if they find a little bit of a rhythm and this is a one-score game, they can take a hold and take control of this game. But by no means, and he was shockingly talkative for a coach down two scores. And by the way, you look at the stat line, should be down more. He was surprisingly talkative and confident in his team's ability that they could get back in this game, and this by no means is a fait accompli for Thomas County Central.
You know what, I would agree with all of that, too. It seemed to me, you know, like you just alluded to, Gainesville was not the better team by any stretch in this first half. It was obviously Thomas County Central's half, and Gainesville made just enough plays and got just enough breaks and made one big play in particular on offense to hold this thing to a 21-7 game, but it is easy to imagine it could have been a couple more scores for Thomas County Central, but things just didn't fall that way. Gainesville, I think, has life because of that, and they've got plenty of talent. Certainly the second half and starting out the second half with the ball is a situation where they got to feel they can come back and take this thing.
And that's going to be big, too. I think, you know, on
97.5 Glory FM is WTTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
They can pass the ball, they can go over the top. If Thomas County Central is not going to have a safety over the top, I think the Red Elephants firmly believe in their offense that they can exploit that and take advantage of that for the bulk of the second half. I mean, that's pretty, for lack of a better term, ambitious to think that you can go in there zero coverage and just play man across and thrive. But, you know, we've seen crazier things happen. But for Gainesville, it all starts with protecting your quarterback. And now, conversely, defensively, with the offensive line issue with Thomas County Central, and we saw, you know, your South Alabama friend had to be carried off the field in the first half. That's big over the course of the second half, because if I'm Gainesville defensively, what I'm doing is I'm rushing right over the top of him. I'm going to make him have to get out of his stance and make some movements on whatever injury he has going on in the lower body. I'll ask Justin Rogers. I don't think I'll get a firm answer on what's going on. But I think if they're going to have success defensively, it starts there, and you can bring two levels of pressure, you know, behind that and see if you can get to the quarterback and influence him, because right now it's just a field day for Thomas County Central. They're in the backfield on the snaps. They're not getting enough pressure, the Red Elephants are, to impact this game and to force ball out quickly scenarios.
You know, I mentioned it that Jamarian Matthews, number 11, at one point in that play in the last possession, he didn't even try to play defense particularly. He just dove right at Korchagan's foot. They know that injury's there. They're going to try to exacerbate it as much as they possibly can. And I think it speaks to, and I'm going to brag on him for a minute, even though I've never met him. But he is going to South Alabama, which is my alma mater. So, you know, we're going to bring that up. But he, A, is really tough. And, B, how valuable must he be that they're letting him stay out there like that when obviously he's having a lot of movement issues and he's very uncomfortable? But that tells you how valuable he is, that they're willing to take basically half of him over whole of anybody else.
Let's be honest, it is the value, but who's going to, he's not playing, who's going to be the one to look in his eyes and say, you're coming off the field in this state championship game? Because bless them if they think that's going to work.
I mean, that big Russian, I would definitely have my qualms about it. Yeah. I know about that. But, yeah, I'm very impressed by him. And, you know, we've seen a lot of grit, a lot of championship games. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this where by the end of the first quarter, a guy is painfully limping and he's just not leaving the game.
And it's still effective for the most part on the line of scrimmage. I mean, he's compromised, but he's not totally you know, to the point where he can't play. Now, if a play gets strung out or there's an extended drop back, I wouldn't trust that to hold up for 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds. But for what Thomas County Central is doing is they're getting the ball out relatively quick. Gainesville's playing a little bit soft. I think Thomas County Central, the only thing that's really stalled them out offensively has been, I don't want to say ill-advised, but not great check with knees at the line. I think Johnson has checked a lot to an option-type play and just made the wrong read there a couple of times. They had a pure sprint-out option there, and I mean, I don't know why you checked to that in that scenario when you have a numbers advantage in the box and you have man across the board.
Yeah, it's a great point. I do think that he's made some changes and made some decisions where there was something there and they just didn't get it. We're going to take our first break here of the first half. We're at halftime right now with Thomas County Central leading Gainesville 21-7. You're listening to the 5A State Championship, the Tommy Gilbo Football State Championships by the 2025 GHSA, presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Hey, Brian Finneran here. Mental health has become a significant...
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Insurance.
Welcome back, Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Doug Conkle, Brandon Joseph, we're your halftime show right now, where Thomas County Central leads Gainesville 21-7 in the 5A state championship. It is the last game of the state championship runs. We've crowned everybody. This is the one that remains, the one with all the drama, with Gainesville's legal, I guess almost like a sitcom they had going on for a couple of weeks, but everybody finally got here, and the game is a bit different than I expected. I'm going to go through some stats for everybody. You ready for that, BJ?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great. Thomas County Central, we alluded to it in the first segment, very dominating, but not as much on the scoreboard as you would expect. The stats very much bear out what our eyes told us. They have 306 total yards in the first half to 113 for Gainesville, so an almost 3-1 advantage right there. They're 13 of 18 on passing, with Jalen Johnson going 12 of 17, and Jabari Watkins on that one trick play, 1-for-1 for a 45-yard touchdown. And they've also run the ball for 147 yards on 28 carries, so that's a great offensive first half for them. They haven't turned the ball over, but meanwhile, Gainesville has 113 total yards, like I said. They are 4 out of 12 with an interception. Their passing yards have netted them 74 yards, and they've only rushed it 11 times for 39 yards. And penalties, Thomas County Central 6 for 50. I think that's one of the reasons why they aren't looking more robust on the scoreboard, even though they are statistically a dominant team.
It's funny because I experienced this last game with Jefferson and Sandy Creek. You read the stat line, and even that in the Hapeville Charter Carver-Columbus game, you read the stat line and you go, there is no way that this game should be close, but they all were 1 to 2 scores at the half, and this game is the same way. Thomas County Central, by all effective measures, and even on the eye test, should be up on this game, you know, by a minimum of 3 scores. Gainesville gets the touchdown play. Thomas County Central, the problem is that it's taking them too long to capitalize on these things. They're getting the ball down the field, but the problem is these drives are taking 5, 6, 7 minutes to happen. So, you know, while the advantage and discrepancies are huge, it's just the sheer number of possessions there. And Gainesville did enough to get a couple of stops there, get the ball back, and then they moved the ball a little bit before getting stalled out. But, yeah, by all accounts, if you read just the numbers, Thomas County Central should be up huge in this game. You watch the first half, as all of us did, and we tried to convey it to you. Thomas County Central should be up by more than 14 points. And remember, Gainesville gets the ball to start the second half. So we could be looking at, after one possession into the second half, a one-score game given everything that we experienced in the first half of play.
Some individual numbers. Christian Lawrence, Deuce Lawrence, 17 rushes for 107 yards and a touchdown. Jalen Johnson, 8 carries for 42 yards himself for another touchdown. So that's how they've gotten so many yards on the ground. Rodney Dunbar has 4 catches for 61, and Jabari Watkins, 4 for 40. Over on the Gainesville side, Kareem Hughley is the leading rusher with 3 rushes for 17 yards, 6 for Dwight Lewis for 15. Rex Green has 2 for 7. Receiving, they have Cameron James, 2 for 57, including the one big touchdown catch. Landon Williamson, 1 for 13, and Sergio Ruiz, 1 for 4. So not a lot going on individually right there. We're going to take one more quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to preview the second half for you. Keep it right here on the 2025 Tommy Gillibue Football State Championships, presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow! Long Street Cafe, you...
Put the home in cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With 2 Gainesville locations.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
It's halftime, and there's more football on the way. This is the State Football Championships Halftime Show.
21-7, Thomas County Central over Gainesville High School at the half here in the 5A State Championships, being held at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I'm Doug Conkle, Brandon Joseph with me here on the halftime show. Brandon, it is time for us to try to figure out what we're going to see in that second half that's coming up. What are your thoughts?
I think for Gainesville, you got to empty the bag here. I think, you know, for the Red Elephants, they got to figure out how to get – points on the board in this opening possession. Your back's not that far up against the wall that you definitely need a touchdown. You need points, though. You need to narrow this margin by some way, shape, or form. But more importantly, you need to show something consistently offensively that you can move this ball down the field and do it with a little bit more confidence and ease than what they've seen going, and make Thomas County Central have to account for a little bit more than what they're having to do. They're not fearing the run game, and I know Nigel Newkirk is sitting on the sideline. He is on the sideline wearing a different jersey. I think he's wearing jersey 29 tonight on the sideline just hanging out, but I mean, the run game is still prevalent there. I mean, if you watch the Gainesville game last week against Rome, they're able to run the ball. They got some guys back there that can run the ball. But right now, Thomas County Central, it does not respect it, does not fear it. Gainesville has to institute that at some point in this opening drive of the second half.
I couldn't agree more. You really saw Gainesville. They were running the ball in their first possession or two. They really just abandoned it. They just surrendered. And Thomas County Central immediately saw that. And they're dropping seven guys into coverage now. And Gainesville's playing into their hands by still trying to throw the ball as much as they are. I think you just can't abandon the run like they have this early in the ball game. When you've got an offensive line that's full of quality guys, you got some college guys that better their own center as a Louisville signee, Crew Molador. So they've got the ability to still run the football. And they do, like you said, have to empty the bag when it comes to offense, because if they don't figure that out, they're going to be really up against it. On the other side, I think one of the things you said earlier also struck me, and that's for the offense of Thomas County Central. When they have the ball, they can't have long developing plays. I don't know if they had much of that in their playbook to begin with, but with Korchagan being so compromised right now, I just don't feel like it can be anything but quick hitting running plays, quick hitting throwing plays. You can still use a lot of your offense, but you cannot have something where you're asking him to move a lot or hold a block for 4 seconds.
That's the thing for Thomas County Central, is that we don't know what their offensive line is going to look like in this second half. We don't know how that injury potentially could play out for them. I think number one for them, stop and score. If you get a stop at Gainesville in this opening drive and you get a score and you push this margin to 3 scores, 21 would be ideal, but if you push this margin to 17, you're going to make life very difficult for Gainesville, because for Central, they can start going into the clock and the game management portion of their offense if they're able to go up 3 scores. And we've seen how quickly these clocks can dwindle down on these extended drives. So if you're Thomas County Central, you get a stop, you get a score, then you force Gainesville's hand, and we would be in the realm where if they are forced to drop back and pass, interceptions, and quick turnarounds with drives, Thomas County Central can put this game out of reach very quickly. But they need to stop, get that stop first, and then figure out what the offense is going to look like on their opening drive.
Yes, to that point in the first half, I didn't even mention this, we're going over statistics, but the time of possession, it was 15 minutes and 59 seconds, so basically 16 minutes for Thomas County Central to 8 minutes for Gainesville High School, and they weren't even trying to run the clock in that situation. If they actually do want to run the clock, it could get really tough. And when you've already logged that many minutes and that many snaps as a defense, your tank is not empty, but it's not at full anymore if you're the Gainesville defense. They are maybe kind of ripe for getting pushed around late in this game. If their offense can't do something for them, keep that ball, get on the scoreboard, give Thomas County Central something to think about.
Yeah, and I'm watching Thomas County Central walk out of the locker room. Korchagan is the first one out, still limping, but he has his helmet on. He's ready to give it a go, and I'm just amazed to see what potentially can happen. I'm going to try to catch up with Justin Rogers here in just 1 second as we're walking all the way across the field here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So let's see if we can catch up.
We're going to hang here with BJ for a second.
With the head coach of Thomas County Central.
BJ down there doing his
I'm down here with Coach Justin Rogers. Coach, what was the message in the halftime break?
Remember, what was that off of Friday Night Live?
Yeah.
That's where you're at. And so if you can close this half out, no explosive plays, continue to have one explosive play off the screen. And if we can just keep on making them have to drive it long field, all right, we'll be good.
Your offensive lineman, Korchagan, limping a little bit, but he looked like he was good to go. That man's tough.
Well, that's high school football. I mean, that man's been here since a freshman. He loves his team. He loves his community. And he's just playing for something bigger than himself.
Awesome. Good luck in the second half, Coach.
All right, thanks, BJ. That's some good stuff there from Coach Rogers as well. Keep it right here. We're going to be starting the second half in just a few minutes, so you don't want to go away from the 2025 GHSA Tommy Gullibu Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
There's more championship football coming up. You're locked into the State Football Championships Halftime Show, presented by Alpha Insurance.
And yeah, welcome back inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Carl Worrell alongside Doug Conkle, Brandon Joseph down on the sideline. I want to thank them for giving me a little bit of break at the halftime. Great material and great discussion there at the half as we get set to start the second half with Thomas County Central on top, 21-7. As you remember from our discussion before the end of the half, Thomas County Central had won the toss and deferred, so they will get the ball to start the second half here coming out. Which might be not really good for the Gainesville Red Elephants the way the first part of the game went. But we'll see how the adjustments were made. We knew that the center for Thomas County Central is favoring his left leg, had to be carried off by his teammates. But as you heard from Brandon Joseph earlier, he is leading the team out of the tunnel and coming out. And as you heard the interview with Coach Justin Rogers, well, what's going on? How's he doing it? He goes, he's just, that's high school football, baby. One half for the rest of your life is the quote that Coach Justin Rogers gave to Brandon Joseph, a familiar quote from Friday Night Lights, and that's what we've got here, but it happens to be on a Wednesday, and it happens to be the final game of the year. Been a lot of great ball games here in the last 3 days, whether it was flag football or boys football. It's been a great 3 days, and capping it off with the final 24 minutes coming up as Gainesville comes out from their sideline and set to kick it off. They'll be kicking from the left to the right. Back deep is Deuce Lawrence. He's standing in his end zone and walks out just a few steps. And on the far side of the field, across from him, that's Trey Pringle, the outside linebacker that's leading the team in tackles right now on the evening, as getting ready to receive the kick from Logan Gailey, who will tee it up at his own 40-yard line. Official gives the official whistle. And we'll be set to get the second half underway after a couple of jumps to loose it up by Logan Gailey. Puts his hand up to let them know the coverage team he's ready to go. And toe to leather, squib kick bounces at the 10-yard line. Picked up by Lawrence. Starts up the middle of the field, now cuts to the near side. 30, 35, 40. Still on his feet, runs into a man and taken down at the 48-yard line. But a great return
by Deuce Lawrence before he's dropped over there by Bryce Lyons, the third-string running back. So coming out will be Jalen Johnson. BJ and Doug went over his numbers for the first half. We'll look at him a little bit more. 12-17, no interceptions, 414 yards, and that one touchdown to his talented receiver. He'll hand off to Deuce Lawrence on the right side. Xavier Griffin, one of the first guys there, had somebody stand up the offensive line, and that gave time for Griffin and a couple of the other linebackers to get there and make the hit. As that's a 2-yard gain, it'll be second down and 8.
Really can't overstate enough how important this possession is for the Gainesville defense. It's not a good start for them that the special teams return was so effective. They just can't let Thomas County Central score another touchdown.
Jet sweep to Deuce Lawrence, who was lined up in the slot. He comes over and picks up about, looks like he got 7 of the 8 that he needed. So it's going to be just short, third down and 1, as they take it down to the 44-yard line of Gainesville.
Korchagan, we're going to call him the Ice Warrior from now on, the big Russian. Not limping as bad as he was before, but still limping.
Lawrence takes the handoff from Jalen Johnson and piles forward, picks up maybe 3 on the play, down to the 40-yard line. So it'll pick up the first down and a little bit more, moving the chains and getting a new set of downs. Quickly back up on the ball as they want to go fast. A little more tempo here as they had slowed it down at the end of the half. I think that might have been due to the injury. Korchagan as going out into the flats as he comes out of the backfield is Lawrence, but throwing to the left side, wide open. Right. Another touchdown. This one from 40 yards out, as it's Gary Pringle with his second touchdown of the night. He opened it up the scoring in the first quarter. He opens up the scoring in the third quarter as team carries Korchagan off the field as they stretch it out to a 27-7 lead on the pitch and catch from Jalen Johnson to Gary Pringle, streaking right down the middle of the field.
You know, Korchagan, and I don't want to say Korchagan this time, I want to say Jalen Johnson. He got the snap, shotgun snap, did almost like a little, I don't know, fencing move. It's like he's about to start taking a knee, and then he straightens back up, and he throws that perfect little lob pass of his that we saw in the first half, right over the defenders, right into the hands of the streaking wide receiver. I mean, right on the money, just like that one in the first half. It was a beautifully designed play, and I think if you're Thomas County Central, one of the purposes of it is it's a quick developing passing play. You weren't asking a lot of Korchagan or any of the offensive linemen to do too much at that point, because it was all about the downfield blocking and the quick little fake on the quarterback keeper.
40-yard touchdown pass, Jalen Johnson to Gary Pringle, as Pringle on the season, that's his 4th touchdown, so he doubles the amount of touchdowns in one game that he had all year, and he has 2 big strikes. He came in 21 reception for 234 yards. He just added 73 yards on 2 plays.
You know, a coach has to feel really good when he goes into a game like this, and he knows he has a talented player that really hasn't had a chance to show what he can do yet this year. And you know, now's my time to spring this kid that isn't going to show up that much in all the film they've been watching of us. And Pringle's that guy for Coach Rogers.
So Morales, as the team huddles right at the near hash mark, now they break out into the coverage where Carson Morales will back up. And to his left, and from about 8 yards out, start towards the football, and he puts toe to leather, driving it to the near sideline, and it's taken in by Legend Wilmon over there. He'll come back to the middle of the field. There's a flag down because no whistle blown. Thomas County Central just stopped. So Legend Wilmon keeps going. Maybe they thought he stepped out of bounds, but this is going to be taken all the way back to the house. No yellow flags on the field. 98-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Legend Wilmon in the most bizarre play. They must have thought, Thomas County Central must have thought they heard a whistle, maybe from the crowd, but everybody stopped, so I assume there was a flag. I'm sure you did.
I did.
And then Legend Wilmon was told by a teammate to keep running, and he did.
Everybody stopped, not just Thomas County Central, Gainesville too, and they all look at the official who is standing in the end zone,
And the officials like just sort of made a, what are you looking at? And then they started running again. I have never seen that before. I've seen a purposely deceptive play where they pretend that they're stopping, but that was legitimately everybody to stop for a moment.
Niblett keeps saying touchdown, touchdown. They're going to review it. He didn't step out of bounds.
No, so. he caught the ball in front of the end zone.
Hey, guys, down here on the field, Justin Rogers isn't happy. He said that there was an inadvertent whistle and the play should have been stopped. I'm staying down here with Adam Crooks. He said he heard a whistle on the play. I'm not sure if it was an inadvertent whistle from the referees or from the stands, and that's what the referees are trying to determine. If the referee blew the whistle, play's dead no matter what. If it came from the stands, that is not the referee's problem, especially if it's from the if they determine it's from the Thomas County Central sidelines.
And that's what everybody's looking back at, BJ, and that's what I was
thinking. He's going to call it an inadvertent whistle. And Josh Niblett is losing his mind in his sideline.
I don't blame him. I mean, I think it probably is the right call, since on the replay you could see everybody on the field stop. Even legend William Wilmont basically came to a full stop and then started running again. Everybody heard something. There is absolutely no doubt about it.
Looking at the replay, I mean, there's no way they could hear anything, but that has to be an official coming clean saying, yeah.
They're going to call it a re-kick.
Re-kick. Because they said an inadvertent whistle, right? Yet you could see that Niblett is all the way almost to the near or the far side hash mark, the near hash mark to Gainesville's side. But he is hot. He's about as hot as, well, I don't know, Justin Rogers seemed to be a little bit hotter. But but Josh Niblett is going, to the lack of a better word, icky balooky.
Here's the thing, guys, and I'd like to know everyone's quick vote. I don't believe it was a referee that blew a whistle. I believe it came from the stands or something.
And Thomas County Central's sideline was looking back and, like, yelling at somebody in the stands, it seemed like. Because, like I said, I thought it was a fan whistle. Because I was like, the way they stopped, a whistle definitely blew. But I didn't think it was coming from the side of the field.
The reason I believe it is because a referee will own up to that really quickly. Yeah. And they did not. So, BJ, what do you think?
So they definitely have an audible tone. I think that's the only way to put it. I don't know if it was from the stands or not. Sometimes when the referee, if the referee's mic is hot and he's putting the whistle in his mouth, it could have played over the PA.
Well, we couldn't hear it up here. I did see on the replay, you could see the official back in the end zone had the whistle to his mouth, but he was also waving his arm and that the clock should run and it was a live ball. So could have been in that action. So, he might have blown the whistle slightly inadvertently.
Talking to our friend Cody Chaffins from GPB, he says on the replay, you can audibly hear the whistle in the TV broadcast. So it's something from a field mic was able to pick up. So it has to be something more field level than in the crowd to pick it up that clearly on television.
Big blow there to Gainesville. They were almost able to cut this to within 14. Now it's 28-7. Let's see how they react to this. But if that had stood, I'll tell you who the player of that play and potentially if they were able to come back in the game would be. Not legend Wilmont.
No.
Phillip Williams grabbed him by the shoulder and pushed him forward, then also picked up a block on one of the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets, and that was able to spring him for the kickoff return.
The last thing I want to add about the whistle as we get ready for the re-kick is if the referees determine the whistle came from the stands and not from one of them, there would have been, because the play was affected, there would have been a formal over-the-PA announcement about which sideline it came from, issuing their one warning to the sideline, or else a penalty would be assessed in its force. Announcement was made, so therefore, it must have been a field-level official whistle.
And that's interesting, because like Doug said, the official knows that you got to own up to that right away. But, I mean, it took 98 yards, and they still hadn't said anything, and a huddle after they were sending out the extra point team. So, well, nonetheless.
Look, we all agree with one thing for sure. If they'd have given that to Gainesville, it would have been a cheap, cheap score.
Right.
So, and I don't think I want to win a state title that way, but then again, I'm not the guy who really wants to win a state title.
That's good. Recovered by the, so legend Wilmont starts out, comes across the 10. He's upended and hits the turf, and the ball just bounces straight forward. It's not a fumble, but he is very slow to get up.
Yeah, they're going to call him down by contact. The ball hit the ground. And that's the right call. But, yeah, he got rung up pretty good on that one.
And he is limping off the field, and that's one of their starting X receiver. So if he can't come back in, that's going to hurt the Gainesville offense, which has not, we'll say, has been sputtering and already without their top running back, Nigel Newkirk.
And here they come on the field, and not, I think, hyperbole to say, they got to do something with this possession.
They're looking at his calf, but it doesn't look like a cramp. They actually have to drag him the rest of the way off the field as the handoff goes to Dwight Lewis, and he's only gained a yard on the play. It'll be second down and 9.
Well, I think obviously they heard us at halftime and said, those guys are right. We can't abandon the running game. However, that was really slow-developing play. There's just too much off defensive talent facing you to take it that long to develop a play running up the middle.
So, no huddle offense by Gainesville. Or a little bit of a scrambled huddle. They don't all get around, but the offensive line was facing about 2 yards from the line of scrimmage. Now they break. And Hughley in pistol formation with Lewis behind him. Fake the give to Lewis, looking left side, and the receiver goes down. Looked like their feet got tangled up. Yeah. Porterfield's not really calling for anything, but it was once again over on that sideline. Jermaine Dennis with the coverage, and it looked like Porterfield, as he was making his cut, Doug, just stepped on the foot of Dennis and went down.
Right, he was actually giving him a little bit of a push off at the same time, and then their feet got tangled. So good no call there as just an inadvertent incidental contact.
That'll bring up a third down and 8. 9:43 to play here in the third quarter. 28-7. Thomas County Central on top, looking for their 7th state championship. Hughley takes the snap after clapping his hand, steps up and climbs the pocket, throws, looking for Phillip Williams, and oh no, that's Cam James, but too far over his head, and James almost crashes into the bench on the Gainesville side, but able to put a hand down to keep him from going over it, and that'll bring up 4th down once again.
And Cam James was open. He had 2 men trailing him, but he was open on an accurately thrown ball, but that time, Kareem Hughley just couldn't get it to him.
And Hughley was a lot more calm that time. You saw how he just kind of climbed the pocket, was able to set his feet and throw, but he still threw it a little too much air in it over the head. DJ White back deep at his own 50-yard line, at the 50-yard line. This punt sails way past the 50, lands at the 38, takes a hop, it rolls out of bounds. They're going to mark it right at the 25-yard line. So doing his job, Ruben Gonzalez just sent that one downfield and flipped it over as TCC, Thomas County Central, will take over at their own 25-yard line with the 21-point lead, 28-7.
It feels like we've had a whole quarter's worth of action in the first, what has it been, 2 minutes and 33 seconds? So that's a lot that's happened so far already in this quarter.
Korchigan moving a lot better that time. Wasn't carried out by his teammates. We'll see if he's carried off by his teammates. That's the center, the big Russian center, and now another false start. I don't know what's going on with Zion Garlington. That's his third false start. He's right next to the ball.
I mean, he is, you know, he's got some talent he's got across the line from him, but still, you can't keep jumping like that.
That's going to push him back 5 yards, so first down and 15. You have to wonder if they're going to ever maybe put, excuse me, I called out the wrong one. Forgot to flip. That was Bryson Sturtevant.
It was Garlington.
Yep, I'm sorry.
You were right. Now, I think there's something with the environment, I think, that is what's bothering him. This is a different place to play football.
Hand off to Deuce Lawrence. He'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, so a gain of 5, maybe a little bit more. We'll call it a second down and 9 after the gain of 6 by Lawrence. They'll bring Garbutt out, send Gary Pringle back in. Camden Godwin comes out, so takes 2 of the tight ends out and puts in the more of a wide receiver than a tight end, Gary Pringle, as we've seen from the 2 touchdowns tonight. Dunbar is split up all the way up top. They'll go a crossing route to J.B. Watkins as Jalen Johnson just slung it there right around the 30-yard line, but it was a little behind Watkins once again. Good coverage as well by Jeremiah Proctor, and that'll bring up 3rd down and 9.
I'm not sure if Proctor got a hand on the ball, but he was right there to definitely interrupt the concentration of the receiver.
Deuce Lawrence, as they work on the far hash mark, is just to the left of Jalen Johnson in shotgun. Now he'll cross, go in motion and cross in front of Johnson. He'll be the wide receiver split all the way out, closest to Gainesville's sideline. Two-step drop now, looking back to the left, and it's picked off. Read it all the way. Great play by Porterfield, who moved over to defense and able to cut in front of the intended receiver. And Gainesville will have great field position at the 30-yard line as he just read that perfectly, Doug, and was able to cut right in front of the intended receiver for Yellow Jackets.
Outstanding defensive play, and Gainesville didn't get the huge break that they really needed, but this is another break they've got now. They're set up in scoring range here, now almost into the red zone, so an opportunity to dent that scoreboard again, and they really need it.
And I want to give the proper credit. That's actually Jeremiah Proctor, the outside linebacker. They've got double numbers here, and Proctor's number 7 on defense. It was intended for Tyrone Everett, so Gainesville and Hughley calls his own number on the quarterback keeper. He's going to pick up 5, maybe 6, as he takes it inside the 25-yard line, down to the 24, 8:42 to play here in the third quarter, as the defender has to come off after losing his helmet. That's Cameron Brooks, the FSU commit, signee, and early enrollee. Really easy for me to say. Enrollee. So it'll be second down and 4 after the 6-yard gain.
You're doing great, Carl.
He's got Lewis just to his right. He'll take the handoff on a high snap. Lewis finds some running room, takes it inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line, picks up the first down and a couple more, and Hughley and the Red Elephants starting to go with a little tempo here as Trent Wilcox, he'll go out of the ball game. Looks like they brought Colin Luke into the game. He's in the spot for Legend Wilmon. If you remember, on that kickoff return, he got clipped by his feet and went down, but then was hobbled and had a hard time getting over to the sideline.
You don't want to get impatient here for Gainesville. You've got something working.
Lewis, they'll fake the handoff, keeping it as Hughley. He'll take it inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line. Gain of 4. It'll be second down and 6.
Looked like there was a lot more there, but outside linebacker Eugene Ware identified it, changed direction quickly, and got him down after a short gain. A
lot of speed from that outside linebacker. The Will linebacker, Eugene Ware, has 4 offers. More of the smaller schools, but I think once his film gets out there this year after this season, you may see some more offers come late. They'll send Wilcox in motion. Now he'll go back and around Hughley. They'll hand off to Lewis. Lewis with a little hop from the left. Loses the ball in the turf as he tried to make another cut, and it's recovered. Coming up with the recovery is Kobe Carnage, and that's what he just caused to the Gainesville Red Elephants, as the turnover on the fumble from Dwight Lewis will give the ball back to the Yellow Jackets back in their own territory.
Trey Pringle went low and got him around the leg, and then in comes number 0 there.
Amarian Stevenson.
Amarian Stevenson, and he's the guy who made that second hit that shook the ball loose.
Amari Stevenson with the big hit from behind, but it was Trey Pringle who is leading this team in tackles tonight, grabbed him by the ankle and waited for reinforcements, and one of them just put a big hit with his first forced fumble of the year. He leads the team in just about every other category, so thought he might have had that one. Jalen Johnson gets back to work. Fakes the give, throwing deep, looking for Dunbar. And this one just a little bit too far out in front of him. Looked like Dunbar may have slowed down a little bit, thinking it was going to be underthrown, but he could not catch up to it as he had Zach Ingram beat by a couple of steps.
Would love to see the replay on this, because he was calling for the flag at the end. I couldn't really see from this angle if he was getting contacted, but it did seem like the ball was going to be catchable for him at some point in that play.
Yeah, Elijah Watson actually on the coverage. It was the left corner, not the right.
It didn't matter anyway, because there's a penalty against Thomas County Central on that play.
Yep, so holding call. That'll push him back to the 5-yard line now. So it'll be a first down and 15, 7:12 to go here in the third quarter with that 21-point lead. Lawrence to the right of Johnson. He'll take the handoff. He comes left side. He turns on the jets for a second, but Elijah Watson shuts him down, or else that might have been a lot bigger gain than that. Sir Hunter would have been the last man to keep him out of the end zone if it wasn't for Watson.
Yeah, Lawrence was almost gone for a 90-plus-yard touchdown right there.
Quickly going once again. Twins up top, single man down near side is Rondy Dunbar. This is going to give 5 yards back to Thomas County Central as Aiden Kane could not hold his water and just fell forward. Actually, that was Tydrick Turner who had come in for Kane. So Turner goes back off, and it looks like Kane comes back in.
I wonder if Zion Garlington's falling for the hard count. And that's what's been going on with him, and now it finally worked against the defense.
As he was going up against Aiden Kane all night long, and he's like, oh, thank goodness they put somebody else in.
That's right. And he fell for it.
First down and 5. Ball at the 28-yard line. Hand off to Lawrence. Lawrence tripped up by Jeremiah Proctor, or else it might have been Katie Barr the door, as he had a head of steam and a lot of green in front of him. He picks up the first down out at the 40-yard line.
Thomas County Central is almost to that point now where they're going to start getting more deliberate with the ball, even though they're only halfway in through the third quarter. A long, deliberate scoring drive, that might just do it.
They'll give it to the bell cow. Lawrence, once again, he'll take it up across the 45, and they'll say he's down at the 47-yard line. So a gain, quick gain of 7 there. It'll be second down and 3. Taking a look at a couple of players over on the sideline are the Gainesville Red Elephants. Looks like it's Jamarian Matthews, the Bama commit, that's having some issues. So he's not in there right now.
Now, he's a guy listed at 6'3", 255. He looks more like the 5'11", 180 guy between he and Xavier Griffin.
Lawrence will pick up the first down after a 4-yard gain as he takes it into Gainesville territory, going on the left side this time.
I know that Gainesville's defense does not want to have to start loading the box up against this run, but Thomas County Central is just going to keep pounding it at him until they do.
So they bring in Jordan McNeil and spell Lawrence here. McNeil fakes the handoff, trip, throws towards J.B. Watkins coming on the crossing route at around the 37-yard line. But good defense over there by Sir Hunter, just knocked it away last second to take, actually strong safety, Roger Holder. And I wonder if that fall down by McNeil was kind of a decoy. It didn't look like he tripped over anybody.
I fell for it. It took me a second to realize this is actually a passing play. Still was almost a reception that time by Jabari Watkins.
Yeah, Everett comes in and splits out all the way up top. They'll hand off to Lawrence, who's back in, and he just runs over Marshall Leonard. That's a 6'1", 225-pound guy, and he just bulldozed him.
Yeah, he's like, Leonard, I'm going to let you have this tackle for your stat sheet, but you're going to give me 3 yards for it. Here you go.
And you're going to pay for it. Gary Pringle, with 2 touchdowns already on the night, splits out all the way up top on the far side of the field. They'll hand off, though, underneath, though, to Deuce Lawrence, and he runs over 2 or 3 other guys following the blocks. And a couple of guys still tied up. Godwin, the tight end, is pushing and finally getting up off one of the Gainesville Red Elephants. This might start to get chippy. I'm seeing some chirping going back and forth down between the offensive line and the defense.
I'm seeing the same thing that you are in that regard, so hopefully it doesn't devolve into something.
The run by Lawrence picked up another first down. They'll hand off to Lawrence once again, this time to the left side. Cuts inside a defender and is able to pick up about 6 yards. Looked like he was going to be stopped for a gain about 1 or 2, and then made a nice little cut and able to turn it upfield. It'll be second down and 5, so they'll give him 5 on the run.
He is a fine-looking running back. He's got great vision, really has some good cuts to him, and he has a burst. When it's time to go, he goes.
Third running back in now, Evan Martin. They'll fake to give to him. Johnson keeps it, picks up some running room, and he's going to score from 27 yards out to stretch this one out even further. I think our man Artem Korchigan made a huge block there as he just turned and gave a nice little hole on his backside after Jalen Johnson was able to cut off of it and then turned on the Jets.
Yeah, you're right. He did exactly that. We saw him do that in the first half on a couple plays as well. He's doing a great job, even with that, a really serious plant foot because of that injury, of getting his guy turned when they need him to open holes.
Carson Morales will add the extra point, and this one is blocked at the line, just goes straight up in the air, so it'll stay 34-7. So after it looked like Gainesville had a 98-yard kickoff return, that one was called back, and then after the fumble, Thomas County Central able to take advantage and put another six on the board. Timeout on the field. It's a media timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to the 5A State Championship at the Tommy Guillebeau Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
It's the biggest games of the year. The 2025 GHSA State Football Championships presented by Alpha Insurance.
Yeah, welcome back inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Jalen Johnson just ran for a quarterback keeper 27 yards, stretching the lead to 34-7 after the missed extra point, well, blocked extra point off the toe of Carson Morales, has just stretched this out. And as a result, as BJ said while we were on break, Gainesville's mass exodus, the Pachyderms, are heading to the house as they have seen enough here. Team fought hard all year. We're not saying it's over. We got 4:23 left in the third and a whole nother 12 minutes, but the fans are starting to react that way.
Well, you know, the scoreboard now is starting to reflect the statistics. Again, the score is 34-7, but statistically, we're looking at a total yardage of 453 for Thomas County Central to 134 for Gainesville. First downs is 25-6, guys. It's turning into a rout right before our very eyes.
Yeah, and we knew coming in Thomas County Central had a high-powered offense as they averaged 53.3 points per game in the regular season. They upped that to 56.5 just in their playoff games. So it was going to be a hard team to slow down, and Gainesville just hadn't been able to find the answer.
Wow.
As the return man was coming up, they're going to call probably a targeting here. Legend Wilmot has had a rough night as he was trying to make a cut, started to slide down, and as he was going down, just took a shot from the Thomas County Central player, J.B. Watkins. If that's Watkins and they call targeting, that's going to be a guy they don't really want to lose for the rest of the ball game, as he's been one of their key players. But he slipped on the turf trying to cut. I don't know if they'll call targeting on that because, well, he's leading, but he didn't hit him in the head and chest. He hit him down basically in the breadbasket.
He did, yeah. Well, it wasn't near the head. Yeah, it's Jabari Watkins, J.B. Watkins.
They just called targeting. So it's going to be 15. I don't know if they're reviewing it or not. I think they are. Because it looks like, and that's what Coach Justin Rogers is saying right now, he was going down, he was going for the tackle, and he hit him in the gut. He didn't go for the head.
Yeah, he was actually going for the legs, which doesn't feel good either if you're the guy receiving it, but nevertheless, it wouldn't have been a penalty in that regard. And, you know, as you said, Legend Wilmot had slipped right in front of him, and that's why he ended up spearing him with the helmet.
Somebody's going to need a cold tub for sure when they gets back to Gainesville. So J.B. Watkins may not be back in the ball game here. Quick throw out to Phillip Williams. Williams, one of Hughley's favorite targets, open, and he'll pick up about 19 yards, maybe a little more than that, 22 yards on the play out to the 49-yard line, as it'll be another first down very quickly back up on the ball.
These are more quick developing. Really, you need Gainesville to be running Thomas County Central's offensive, quick hitting passes, and sticking to the running game.
Hughley calls his own number, steps over a couple people, steps out of bounds after a gain of about four or five. And that'll bring up second down after the quarterback keeper.
You know, we got to go back to the loss of Nigel Newkirk, who, you know, he's got 33 offers, Carl. I mean, the guy's a big-time player. He got over 1,800 yards on the season. Not having him back there has obviously hobbled this offense even more than we suspected it would.
Yeah, that's a tough loss for him. And we did see, like BJ said, that he is on the field with his teammates. He's just wearing another jersey. They did show that on GPB on the monitors here earlier where we were trying to figure out who it was. But it was Nigel Newkirk. So yeah. Second down and seven coming up.
We should make a point, not dressed to play, just wearing a number 29 jersey on the side.
Yeah, Hughley flushed out of the pocket, picks up a block, has some running room in front of him, 40, 35, 30, 25, still on his feet, stumbling, 20, 18-yard line, pushed out of bounds on the far side of the field by Carnage, but not before Hughley's able to pick up a huge first down.
In modern football, it is always the quarterback's game, but it's never been more of this quarterback's game than right now. Everything's really on Hughley at this point. He's got to be the running threat and the passing threat. He's got to make this offense go. There's just nobody else who can do it.
DeAndre Andrews dove and got his foot to make him start stumbling, which slowed him down and allowed Carnage to knock him out of bounds. Two-step drop, throwing, as looking for Phillip Williams. Flag comes out as he was blanketed. The defender behind him, that time was Carnage, as Carnage had a little bit of his jersey. Phillip Williams is really, really quick. The 5'8", 165-pound senior, and runs perfect routes.
Yeah, he was running a good route right there, to your right. Just as he made his cut across the edge, he got a little jersey tug right there. You can see it on the replay. Maybe a little push there at the end as well to make sure he couldn't get to that ball.
So Carnage will give him a first down after the PI, and we'll be back on it. The ball will be set just inside the 10-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 9. It'll be first down and 10. As right now, the 34-7 lead by Thomas County Central with 3:48 to play in the third quarter.
Thomas County Central's defense seems like they've lost a little bit of intensity with this big lead. So I'm sure the coaching staff will let them know that is not acceptable.
Dwight Lewis in the backfield. Actually, that's Rex Green in the backfield with Hughley. Pressure. He's floated out of the pocket. Now he pulls it down inside the 5. Picks up a block and into the end zone from 9 yards out is Kareem Hughley, and spikes the ball, just showing how hard he wanted to fight for that one. And that'll make it a 34-13 lead, angered by the crowd exiting the building too early, is what Kareem Hughley's saying.
That was a little bit of good blocking and a whole lot of individual effort that time by Hughley. As the pocket was breaking down, pressure was getting to him, he had to step up, became a runner, and then ran through two or three different arm tackles to get to the touchdown.
9-yard touchdown run, waiting for the Gailey extra point. Low snap, handled by Cam James, and the kick is up and good. It's now back to a 20-point ball game. Timeout on the field. We'll take it with them here at the 2025 GHSA Tommy Gildo Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Part of the kick return team, so apparently not ejected after the official call of targeting a few minutes ago.
Short kick. Ball does not cross the end zone, so Pringle will return. It gets around two men out across the 20 to the 25-yard line, and they'll finally mark him down at the 29. So a return of about 28 yards for Trey Pringle.
That was just a few inches away from being in the end zone. He had 1 foot in it as he caught the ball. Turned into a pretty good return for him, too.
So coming up and coming out will be the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets.
Thomas County Central really leaned on the running game last drive, which, of course, is exactly what they were wanting, hoping to wear this defense out, and probably thought they were there. They had them gassed. But a defense is going to come out with a new fire in them now after that touchdown.
As offense and Jalen Johnson hand off to Deuce Lawrence. Lawrence gets around one man, turns on the jet, crosses midfield. 40, 35, has two men to beat, one man to beat now, and stays inbounds for the touchdown as Deuce Lawrence pushes the lead back out after the 79-yard touchdown run, taking it to the house. Is Deuce Lawrence.
That might gas a defense just all by itself with everybody having to run all the way down the field. But Deuce Lawrence wasn't going to get caught. As soon as he broke free on the left-hand side around the 40-yard line, and he got past the wave, and there was only the two men left to beat, they were no match for him. His speed was much more than they could handle. And Gainesville is not a slow team by anyone's stretch of the imagination.
Change that from 79 to 69-yard touchdown run as it was at the 29-yard line. So Deuce Lawrence and the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets, as he was able to outrun Xavier Griffin. The last man there was Roger Holder. He gave him a shove, but it really was like a fly hitting a windshield as he's driving down the road, as it didn't cause any kind of disruption to his forward momentum and able to stay in bounds and take it to the house for the 69-yard touchdown run.
I think to harken back to BJ and I's pregame conversation, they might be starting to build those floats for the parade in Roswell and Milton and all those other places around high school football that were not happy with Gainesville and really were probably rooting against them in this game.
Like you said, a lot of fans rooting against Gainesville. They were trying to use that. But
and they did.
Thomas County Central's just been throughout the playoffs. They were using that for the last couple of games. You could see it against Rome, how hard they fought. But when they ran into this, we'll call it a buzzsaw since they're the Yellow Jackets, this buzzsaw of an offense, they just were not able to stop Deuce Lawrence and the rest of that high-powered offense of Thomas County Central.
It's just a really talented team. And you know, just one play, one long score, that will just take the heart out of you when you thought you might have a comeback left in you.
And the kickoff goes over the head of legend Wilmont. You think he'd almost be ready to tap out returning kicks right now.
You would think. He's been paying heavy prices. At the very least, you'd think he'd be more willing to let the ball get in the end zone and not even have to think about it. But even on that one, he was obviously thinking return.
Yeah, he could thank Carson Morales on that one, who put a big-time toe to leather and drove it about 5 yards deep into the end zone. So 3:22 to play here in the third quarter, 41-14 lead for the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets came into the game. Let's throw it down to BJ real quick.
Brandon. Hey, guys, I'm down here on the Gainesville sideline. Despite the score, I found the strangest sign of the week. There is a couple of Gainesville fans holding up a sign that says, "We love you, Daddy Niblett." So I went over and did my investigative reporting skills, and apparently Josh Niblett is what the kids call a zaddy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay, let's move on.
Flag on the play, something I didn't think I'd ever hear on the broadcast, but you
6-7. 6-7, Carl.
He already hit that one.
Let's go moderate.
He hit that one in the other game. So
I was trying to find parking at that point.
If you had 6-7 and Zaddy on your bingo card, yours is almost
complete.
You're a winner.
So, by the way, if you had an over-under of 524 yards in offense for Thomas County Central with 3:22 to go in the third quarter. You were also a winner.
Wow. As Hughley, as a flag comes out, flushed out of the pocket, still looking downfield. Williams tries to do his best, but it bounces off his hands and incomplete. And that'll bring up second down and long, but pressure all in the face of Kareem Hughley. Curious, Doug, as my computer died, how many yards? I'm guessing we're over 200 for Deuce Lawrence after that last run.
You definitely are right, because he had 180 before the run. He's at 258 yards right now.
So unless they pull him, he may hit 300 on the night.
I don't think they're going to pull him either, because there's too much time left in this game. And he is going to be the one-man clock killer more than likely.
Yeah, him and Jordan McNeil may share some time here in the fourth quarter.
And it looks like the defense, obviously seeing at this point that it is going to be a Kareem Hughley game, they're dialing up pressure now, if that first play was any indication.
Yeah, and with that pressure and that flag at the spot of the foul, that pushes them back inside their own 10. It's first down and 22 now, Doug. They have to get all the way out to the 30, but they will hand it off to Dwight Lewis, and Lewis runs forward. Actually, that's Rex Green. He's the backup quarterback, but has been getting some carries here late in the season, and he gets some breathing room for the Red Elephants as he takes it all the way up across the 20 out to the 21-yard line.
That's a huge running play in that situation. You know, that was only a first down play, so really effective for them in getting it to second and nine.
Gets back to the original line of scrimmage and another yard, so it'll be second down and nine. Ball at their own 21-yard line. Play clock running 2:46 and counting. As he waits to take the snap from his center, Molador takes the snap, now flushed out of the pocket, rolling towards the near sideline, throws as he steps out of bounds. Williams going up and fighting with it, and it was close to being intercepted, but neither one of them could come up with it, and both give each other a pat on the rear end, saying good job there. Eddie Guerrero was the one in coverage for Thomas County Central.
And they already bring in five man. They brought a six-man middle linebacker, Omari Stevenson, came on the blitz that broke down the pocket and forced Hughley out to the right-hand side where he made that pass.
Yeah, Cameron Brooks will get credit for the tackle because he was the closest one and got a hand on him to push out of bounds. But you're right, they had a six, several, like you said, on the defensive line. Isaiah Andrews, both Andrew brothers were getting through there, and he had to head out of town there for a second to try some room to find to pass. Now it's a bad snap. Slips through as both Rex Green and Hughley's hands. He picks it up at the two. He's going to run as far as he can, and that's only to the 15-yard line. So he's going to lose 6 yards on the play, and it's going to be fourth down and 15. And Gainesville will have to punt this one away this far deep in their own territory.
If Thomas County Central hadn't been faking the pressure and it actually brought the pressure, that might have been a defensive touchdown right there.
Yeah,
because that ball bounced almost all the way back to the goal line. If they'd have had men coming after Hughley that time, they'd have been right there to get it.
And it almost looked like they, because it went through both of them, so it almost looked like they were doing the snap to Rex Green, who is the backup quarterback, try to run some kind of trick play, but it went low and through his wickets and then passed Hughley, but he was able to catch up to it. DJ White, over the shoulder catch, back at his own 35-yard line, picks up a couple of blocks. He's back up across the 45, still on his feet inside Gainesville territory, down to the 40, and then finally tripped up inside Gainesville territory at the 40-yard line. A really nice run there. It was 30 yards on the return by DJ White.
Hey, just an excellent punt. I was going to compliment the punt because it was deep and strong, but it's a great return.
Little
flag on the play across the field.
There it is. I was new there because. So it's going to come back.
Yeah, legal block in the back.
And you saw the fans, you could hear the fans from Thomas County Central, and there was one player for Thomas County Central on the turf and looking for the flag but could not find it, but it was all the way on the other side of the field.
Yeah, that was Omari Stevenson. He was trying to get a flag called against Gainesville, but unfortunately the referees did not see it that way, as they rarely do on the return team.
So instead of being at the 40-yard line at Gainesville, this one comes all the way back to the 30-yard line.
Look at Justin Rogers. Still fiery down there, even though he's got a big lead in this game. He's still working the officials, and he wants everything he can get.
It's Jordan McNeil in for Lawrence on the first play, and he'll drive forward for a couple of yards, makes it second down and eight. Our board, Artem Korchagin, actually almost tried to run in that back end, was talking to an official and started kind of jogging over to where the huddle was going to be. And then when he got about probably 5 feet from where the line of scrimmage was going to be, he kind of started hobbling again. So
he definitely seems to be getting a little stronger as the game goes on.
Gary Pringle comes back in as they pull out Frank Garbutt. They'll move McNeil from the slot back into the backfield. They'll pitch it to McNeil on the right side, and he's tripped up right away. The trailing man making the tackle, coming up and making the stop for Gainesville. Looks like they're getting some of their younger guys in. That's Timothy Cole for the Gainesville Red Elephants, was able to track down and take down McNeil.
I think this will be the last play of the quarter. I'm sure they'll let the clock wind down before they snap it.
There's 23 seconds on the play clock, but 24, so they will have to one more play, as Doug said. Third down and six, ball at their own 34-yard line, and now a false start.
That's on Corey King,
excuse me,
right tackle.
Yeah, it's started moving. So instead of being a third and six, it's now going to be a third and 11, and back them up to the 29-yard line.
Backup Camden Goodwin on the field, too, at a receiver position. So you're right, they are liberally working in the young guys now.
Yeah, Goodwin has been in there a couple of times as a tight end, but he's more like Pringle. He lines up more as a wide receiver. It's Garbutt and Tucker Hester that kind of line up more as the H-back. So with that penalty, as the clock continues to run down, that'll be the end of the third quarter as we head to the final 20 minutes of the 2025 season here in the 5A state championship at the 2025 GHSA Tommy Gillibrand Football State Championships, presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Welcome to Long Street Radio. Let's talk to John and Jefferson.
Hi, Hope. How does Long Street Cafe keep the biscuits so fresh and tasty?
It's easy, John. We make biscuits fresh from scratch breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Let's go to Sarah in Dawsonville.
Hi, Hope. Just wanted to say I love the selection of meats and vegetables.
Thanks, Sarah. Time for one more call.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Mary on your radio commercials. She does a great job.
I think so, too. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
Oops.
Long Street Cafe with two Gainesville locations.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
You're locked into the 2025 GHSA State Football Championships. Special thanks to Northside Hospital, First Horizon Bank, Georgia Power, Whataburger, and the Fowler Firm.
Final quarter of the 2025 high school football season about to get started. It's 41-14. Thomas County Central just all over the Gainesville Red Elephants as we've got over 200 yards rushing by Deuce Lawrence. Has played as advertised. We've got two touchdowns from Gary Pringle, Jalen Johnson with a couple of rushing touchdowns, as it's just been all Yellow Jackets. The Red Elephants have not been able to swat them away tonight as they've got stung several times. Should I come up with some more cliche?
I think you did well, and it must hurt you as a guy who likes the team that is not the Yellow Jackets on the college level to have to break out so many of these things.
But they've been very impressive. I'll give them to them. I think Lawrence, like we said, his play has been as advertised. And Jalen Johnson's just cool, calm, and collective. I mean,
he's a senior, right? He really can. Like he is playing within himself constantly. But the star of the night is South Alabama signee.
I was going to talk
about Artem Korchagin, the Russian immigrant, got to this country 4 years ago. And, man, you know they have to live pretty tough in Russia because it's not an easy place to survive. And he brought that with him, no doubt.
The Russian bear, you could see him. He's just wobbling as they drop the ball off. That looks like it might be Pringle. It is. He's going to add more yards to his total tonight.
He actually got close to the first down.
He may have picked it up. No, I think they're going to say he's just shy. He had to get the I'm not going to say anything because it's too far away of an angle for me. But he had to get to right at the 40 or just inside the 40.
They gave it to him.
And they did give him the first down. They have not moved the chains yet. Josh,
that was such a lackadaisical play by both sides of the ball. Neither side seemed very much concerned that there was a football game going on for a moment.
As they try to figure this one out, reset the play clock as it was going down. After this play, talk a little more about Jalen Johnson as he'll hand it off right up the gut. Running over people. The running back just took it inside Gainesville territory. That's Deuce Lawrence once again. I think he's wanting 300 yards on the ground.
He might. He's trying to get Korchkin's MVP trophy away from him right now with the performance he's got going on.
As soon as he hits that 300-yard mark, I think they'll pull him then.
They probably will. Yeah. If I was him, I'd want it too. This is such a way to go out.
Yeah, Tyrone Everett split out all the way up top. Jabari J.B. Watkins just inside of him. Dunbar down near side. But this is pretty much a running game now as Lawrence gets it, pushes away from one defender, turns, spins down inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. So, Doug, as the recruiting guy, if you're looking at Jalen Johnson, senior quarterback, leading his team, calm, cool, and collective demeanor, 6'3", 220 pounds, how does he only have offers from Alcorn State, FAMU, and West Georgia?
Well, you know, I do know that some G6 programs were looking at him over the summer, and he got a few offers back then. I don't think they became signable offers for him the way it turned out. But I think it's probably an arm strength situation. I don't think he probably has what colleges really need out of that position for that. And as good an athlete as he is, probably not the kind of guy you can project somewhere else on the field.
Okay. And we did see him underthrow a couple of balls as Aiden Kane takes him down, got great pressure in the backfield as Johnson was going to have a quarterback keeper and took him down. But, yeah, if he would probably had a little – that makes sense. If he had a little more arm strength because he's got the physical characteristics that you're looking at a QB1.
And we saw him – his best pass is that sort of fade down the middle of – and it's no more than 25, 30 yards – that he has to throw. We haven't seen much more than that out of him. And I think when he did the camp circuit, there just wasn't enough strength there to get the big offers.
Third down and 5. They'll hand it off to Lawrence, and Lawrence is going to add 6 more as he hops into the end zone. This one from 45 yards out, and that's going to take us over 300, I'm guessing. We'll get the actual total.
Oh, no, it's going to be well over 300. Don't you worry about that. Let's see what happens to the official stats here.
45-yard touchdown run puts an exclamation point as Deuce Lawrence goes to
32 rushes, 318 yards.
318 yards on the night.
And 3 touchdowns.
And 3 touchdowns. Deuce Lawrence showing what Wake Forest is getting coming up next season.
For some reason, he was lazy in the passing game. They only 3 catches for 20 yards. I don't know what was the matter with him.
Well, timeout on the field as it's going to be a media timeout. We'll take it with them as here at the 5A final at the 2025 GHSA Tommy Gillibo Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit DuplicatingProducts.com. We're local and ready
to serve. It's the biggest games of the year. The 2025 GHSA State Football Championships presented by Alpha Insurance.
And welcome back inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Deuce Lawrence just went well over 300 yards on the evening and added his third touchdown of the night. The Deuce has been loose all night long and hard to contain by the Gainesville Red Elephants. Now, with that touchdown, if we are...
We're looking at the rule book, everybody, just so you know what Carl's studying on right now.
If correct, and it's 30 points or more after, but in the fourth quarter we'll have a running clock. If it hits 30 points, we may have a running clock the rest of the night, but we're going to confirm that.
Now, just so everyone knows, a running clock doesn't mean we have exactly 10 minutes and we're all going to go home with 10 minutes and 8 seconds left on there. The clock doesn't stop on first downs. It doesn't stop on out-of-bounds plays. It stops on every other situation where you would expect at the clock. If there's a penalty, if there's a change of possession, all the usual reasons that will happen.
Now, what I'm reading here is, I think BJ may have a more updated copy, because he was reading said that it would be, if it hit in the fourth quarter and it's more than 30 points, then it would be a running clock. What I read in the one I had is says it has to reach that by the end of the third quarter. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll watch the clock, see if we're going to actually get a running clock.
I think yours is going to be right, Carl, because does that mean you stop the running clock if the team that's behind scores and makes it less than 30? I do think they make it be the demarcation.
Thomas County Central has already started to celebrate. Carson Morales having a little fun and tried to kick it in an interesting manner, but it went out of bounds. So Gainesville will have the ball all the way up at the 35-yard line as they mark that one off. They're doing the worm down on the sideline, several players. I thought I saw a coach just do one, so they're getting ready to celebrate here in about, well, I would say 10:08, but that's not actual time, so probably 20 minutes or so that they'll take to the stage to celebrate their seventh state title. They may decide to turn that television on to a football game or something, because they're probably not going to check out of too much stuff. It looks like it's coming all the way back behind, so screen time is going to increase here in a little bit for the defense.
Well, Gainesville fans are not going to be seeing any screens in their cars, because most of them have left already, and you can't blame them. This game is, for all practical purposes, decided.
Yeah,
and it's a long way back to Gainesville.
And they may have, it's may have been decided, and they may be celebrating on the sidelines, but Coach Justin Rogers still has his first team out there on the defensive side of the ball, and they only give up 3 yards to Dwight Lewis on that carry. High snap. Hughley handles it, puts it into the gut of Lewis. Lewis will take it up across the 40, still on his feet as he spins around, and they'll give him the 41-yard line. So it'll be a third down and 4. They'll pick up the first down at the 45-yard line. Clock running 9:24 and counting with the 34-point lead, 48-14 for Thomas County Central.
And Gainesville just broke the 200-yard mark. So as the many laurels as we've thrown to the offense and Lawrence and everything else for Thomas County Central, defensively they have absolutely had Gainesville in a chokehold all night.
Hughley claps his hands, takes the snap, being pressured from behind, runs away from the defender who looked like he was going to take him down inside the 40 of Thomas County Central. And he's going to take this one to the house as he's at the 15, 10, 5, outruns everybody and puts it in for 6 as he takes it all away from the 41-yard line to run it 49 yards to the house for the excuse me, 59 yards to the house for the touchdown for Kareem Hughley.
And he was almost tackled for a loss 2 or 3 times before he got his body turned around past the line of scrimmage and dead out sprinting for the other end zone. Clemson won't be happy with his performance overall in this game as they look at what the young man might be bringing to them next year, but they're not going to in any way be disappointed in his heart, because that is a lot of effort to show in a game with this kind of score.
Yeah, 51-yard touchdown run by Kareem Hughley. Cuts the lead down a little bit, back to a 27-point ball game, 48-21, 8:54 to go here in the game. As Hughley, I swear, I thought he was going to get sacked from behind. Timeout on the field, media timeout. We'll take it with him here from the 5A state final, the Tommy Gillibue Football State Championship, presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team. Together, let's drive.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
With a nice 51-yard touchdown run as he was scrambling basically for his life. Looked like he was going to be taken down from behind by Isaiah Andrews, but then he was able to show some speed. You know, he doesn't really show a lot of speed all the time because he stays in that pocket and will climb the pocket. But as soon as he got outside of that pocket, he was able to turn on the jets and take it to the house for the touchdown.
And that's what can make him a nearly unstoppable force as a quarterback if he'll just, I think, incorporate more of his ability to run. And I'm not saying he's afraid to run. He's rushed it this year for around 400 yards or so, I think. Well, 252 yards. But he has the capability to do things like we just saw more than he's been showing. And his team really needed that in this game from the very beginning tonight with no Nigel Newkirk available to tote the rock for him.
Yeah, you have to wonder how this game would have turned out if Newkirk was playing. I mean, you can't do that if you're Gainesville because that's just going to make you feel sick. But,
true.
You know, with a guy who's rushed for nearly 1,500 yards on the ground, probably as capable as Deuce.
On the flip side, I think if you're Thomas County Central, maybe you'd say, hey, you know, if our center, if our leader up front, Artem Korchagin, hadn't been hurt in the first quarter and played the rest of the game, but played in a very limited fashion, and we could have run more of our offense. What? How many more points might we have on the board right now?
Hey, Gailey comes out, and actually it's Ruben Gonzalez with the about 8 yards, but they gave the ball to Gainesville. It's being reviewed here up next to us in the replay booth, and Thomas County Central was retreating back for a normal kick return. And Gainesville was able to recover that easily. Ruben Gonzalez, the punter and the man, 27.
Yeah, Gainesville's not going away. There's 9 minutes on the clock. They're gonna keep seeing what they can make happen.
Hughley, as they set up at the 46-yard line of Gainesville, fakes the give to Lewis and then throws to the left side. Hard, strong throw looking for Trent Wilcox, who drops it immediately. So that'll bring up second down and 10 on the incomplete pass.
And if anyone was wondering, the clock did stop on that. So it was not a running clock on the 30-point mark earlier in the quarter.
All right, Hughley looking over to the sideline, gets the play call from Tad Niblett. Now he'll bring it back in. The guys are already on the line of scrimmage. Wilcox still down on the near side. Phillip Williams in the slot up top. Just outside of him is Legend Wilmont.
Obviously pretty much ignore the run at this point for Thomas County Central.
Looking over the defense, who shifts from the right to the left. Fake the give to Lewis. Wide open is Cam James once again, going straight down that seam. And he's tripped up at the 30-yard line, but not before he's able to pick up the first down. Carnage was the one that came over and took his legs out from under him, or else he may have had another touchdown. Already has one on the night. Gainesville quickly back up on the ball, 8:39 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Throwing again. No pressure this time. Throwing deep towards the end zone, and it's almost intercepted. Trey Pringle had the coverage, but he wasn't able to hold on to it, and it just bounced away incomplete. So they'll save the ball and hold on to it. Second down and 10.
Great coverage by Pringle, getting his arm up there at just the right moment to make sure the ball got knocked away.
Yeah, Pringle has a couple of inches, it looks like, on Phillip Williams, who only stands at 5'8", where Pringle, we do not have a height, but he looks, like I said, a couple of inches taller. They'll hand off this time to Dwight Lewis. A couple of stutter steps, and then he's just forced down to the ground. Several guys there to take him down, as it had a little hole, and that closed up very quickly after a short gain of about 4. It'll be third down. They'll give him 3. It'll be third down and 7.
Hoping to catch the Yellow Jackets napping. I don't know what's going on with Gainesville right now. Either you're trying to win this game or you're going to take your time. Right now they're taking their time after a running play.
Now Rex Green comes back into the game. He looks like he's a little bit confused, standing just to the right of Kareem Hughley. In the slot is Phillip Williams. Nobody on the left side. Pressure comes, steps up, throws, intercepted, threw it right to the defender, bringing it back the other way. 30, 35, 40, might be a face mask there. Finally taken down by an offensive lineman, but with the interception, carnage all over the place. He is just spreading carnage tonight. I didn't see a flag come out, but it looked like somebody grabbed his face mask. He was finally taken down by the left tackle, Tyler Floyd, as he had a head of steam heading the other way, just cut right in front of the intended receiver that time, tight end Landon Williamson, who looked like he had slipped, but took it back inside or just close to the midfield stripe at the 45-yard line of Thomas County Central.
Yeah, I just saw the replay. A hand was heading for his face mask, but he dipped away and hit his shoulder pad. That's what you saw, Carl, and then he was tackled in a more legitimate fashion a couple of steps later.
So Thomas County Central and Jalen Johnson back on the field, as this time it looks like it might be Deuce Lawrence once again. Comes down and keeps the clock rolling by wisely sliding, little hook slide there to the turf as the defense was coming to push him out of bounds.
So yeah, that's a smart football right there. And, you know, everybody on the field now, especially on the Thomas County Central side, they want to end this game as quickly as possible, no injuries. A lot of these guys have college careers to get to in a few weeks because most guys who sign these days are early enrollees, and that is no exception here for Thomas County Central.
Yeah, Cameron Brooks will be one of them heading to FSU. Probably be down there in the next couple of days after Christmas. I would say if FSU had made a bowl game, he would be going to bowl practice.
Right. But boy, that's why Alabama was such an anomaly, wasn't it?
That's why a lot of the kids go down. They want to get involved because if their team is in the a bowl game or the playoffs, they can practice with them so they get that extra head start of everybody else.
Yeah, so Deuce Lawrence is an early enrollee. Artem Korchagan, he's going to be an early enrollee at South Alabama. Cam Brooks, like you just said, early enrollee. Omari Stevenson, early enrollee at Kennesaw State. Trevin Pringle, early enrollee at Jacksonville State. Daniel Jester, Delaware signee, early enrollee as well. Eddie Guerra, the cornerback, going to Old Dominion, early enrollee. Yeah, we have a lot of guys on this field for Thomas County Central in particular that are going to be in college classes in a few weeks on college campuses and getting ready for their first college spring practice.
It was a 2-yard gain on first down, another 2 on second, so it'll be a third down and 6. As you talked about, Omarion Stevenson, I believe you said, was it Trey Pringle for heading to Old Dominion?
It's Pringle heading to Old Dominion.
He's got to be happy because they took down South Florida this morning, or this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the bowl game today.
Alex Golish headed to Auburn, so without their head coach, and they'll hand off going left side, takes it down inside the 30, the 25. They're going to mark him down at the 26, so just shy of the first down. Is he going for 400 yards?
I'm saving his numbers for the post-game show now, so I'm not going to tell you any more statistics on Lawrence, but yeah, he's piling up more yards.
Could you, so I know if it hits 400, can you give me a signal?
No.
Since I don't have
I will not. I'm saving it for the post-game show.
I'm supposed to tell the people what's going on.
We got to have content, and we want people listening to the post-game show. So if you want to know what the final number is on Deuce Lawrence's rushing yards in this state championship game, you will be tuning in just a few minutes to the postgame show.
All right, 448 to go. We'll let you know how close he gets to 400 yards. Jalen Johnson is picks up the first down as he runs the RPO to perfection and comes off the right side, able to pick up the first down and more. They gave Lawrence a little breather on that one as they knew that Johnson was going to be the man to carry the rock as Evan Martin was in. So it'll be first down and 10 at the 20-yard line, just outside or just on the edge of the red zone. 48-21 is our score. If you're just joining us, Deuce Lawrence is over 300. After his last touchdown, he was at 318, had some big carries so far, getting close to 400, but we won't know until the postgame show because my computer died. So they'll hand off to Lawrence. He's going to pick up his fourth touchdown of the night from 20 yards out, pushing him ever closer to 400 yards in the game against this Gainesville Red Elephant team that has just had the roughest night there is.
Look at who's helping Korchagin off the field this time. That's Coach Rogers.
Nice.
He ran out there to get his center, get an arm underneath the center, and help him off the field. As Korchagin ended up on the ground after blocking his man so that Lawrence could get into the end zone. It's kind of amazing that he's actually out there still playing at this point in the game, but like he said, I can't get him off the field.
What did he say to BJ before the half? What the kid's doing on? He's like, that's high school football.
That's high school football.
As Morales adds the extra point, he said, one half for the rest of your life. If anybody was a Friday Night Lights fan, that's a quote from there, and that's what Korchagin's thinking. I mean, he's got more football ahead of him. You can see as the Bear is a beast, heading to South Alabama, playing on basically one leg the last several minutes. A third of the game.
By the end of the first quarter, he was limping severely.
A third of the game. He took some kind of shot. I don't know if it happened in practice or here. You know, he didn't look like he was favoring it early in the ball game, but something happened, and his left leg was not like it was when he came into the game.
And I'll say it again, as somebody who I cover South Alabama. It's my alma mater, and I cover for 24/7 sports on a regular basis. But they have an opening at center, thanks to their starting center leaving via the transfer portal. I could see him, unless that injury is something that's a little more extensive and requires some treatment or surgery, I could see him competing to start game one on the G6 level come August. So he looks that impressive to me, and you just can't teach that kind of toughness.
Hey, BJ, I know we did this in years past, but I know our access has not been as accessible this time. I would love to have that kid have you talk to him, you know, in the post game, if you're able to get to him, to see, you know, what made him just keep going, you know, because that's a lot of kids would do that. This is kind of out of the ordinary for a high school kid, in my opinion. As the kickoff goes to Led. Up to the 25-yard line. That's Tyrone Everett with the hit on the return man for Gainesville, who we have to go to the backside of the roster to find out who that is. And that is Connor Hall, a freshman wide receiver, 6'1", 160 pounds. So Coach Niblett starting to get some kids some playing time in the lower class grades.
You know, you were talking about one half for the rest of your life and things like that. And we're talking a lot about the stars and where they're going to be playing college ball. There's a fair number of guys on both these teams who are not going to play college ball. This is for them. Some of them are starters. Some of them have been with this program since they got to high school. They've never been anywhere else. And this is a huge moment for them. Athletically, this might be the biggest moment of their lives, is what's happening right down there in that field. And those guys, I think that you're mature enough as a senior in high school, and I think you've been told enough the last week or so. Those guys appreciate the enormity of what they are accomplishing this evening.
Yeah, and we got a guy coming out. I think that's Prince Che that may have just broken his hand. He's holding, not his hand, but his finger. He's holding his hand out, and his finger is bent back a little bit. So you have to wonder why some of the starters are still in after a gain of two. Hughley slinging it downfield to Phillip Williams.
Oh.
And
That's got to be a flag,
closing.
Right?
I think they got there at the exact same time. It's my man, Carnage.
Carnage, the receiver goes up for the ball. Carnage went right into him. But, yeah, I guess you're right, though. It was about the same time as the ball was arriving.
Anti-hero. Kobe Carnage just destroying wide receivers tonight.
No, it was great timing. You're right, Carl. You were right. That was just a great play by Carnage. And in an evening full of great plays by Carnage, and that's another.
And I don't favor any team either way. I just love that name. I think it's one of the best football names there is.
I mean, if you were a kicker, that just wouldn't have worked. But he's a defender, and that makes it all worthwhile.
So third down and 7, throwing across the middle, tipped up and intercepted again by Thomas County Central. Carnage coming back the other way, wreaking havoc as he takes it inside the 20, the 15, down to the 14, 13-yard line is Kobe Carnage with his second interception of the night. This one returning it back inside the 15-yard line. He was trying to fight, and actually that was DeAndre Andrews this time. I thought it was 14. It was 19. I have Kobe Carnage on the mind, but 19 gets his interception as he's celebrating down there with all of his teammates. With 3:02 to go in the fourth quarter, Thomas County Central just keeps you to the nails into the coffin here. Through the season, only 2 losses coming into this one, and not able to get anywhere near their season average of 42 points per game.
I'll bet Coach Rogers wishes he'd gone to the ground immediately so they had more field to work with to burn the clock.
They'll hand off. Deuce Lawrence, still the starter in there, looking for number 5.
Somebody's got some goal in mind, I would say.
Well, he's once 400. I'm sure they're keeping up with it. I mean, you may get me to 500 and just shock me. I don't know. He's had so many big runs that I would guess right now he's over 400, but he's looking for his 5th touchdown.
Well, the clock is against him for 500. I can tell you right now that's going to be difficult.
This is what's called an extended tease, folks.
Very extended tease.
Doug is not letting you get the final yards unless you're probably watching TV and listening to us, because they're probably going to post it, but until the post-game show. So you got to stick around to hear that.
Information is power.
Hands off to Lawrence, and he is going to have number 5 from 6 yards out, as he has been the Deuce Lawrence show all night long. As he came to win his second state title. It's going to be Thomas County Central's 7th state title, their first since 2023, as they missed out last year. And Deuce Lawrence just adding more points to the board, waiting for the Morales extra point as they've hit the 60 mark, gone well over their total. Average total for the season. As a flag comes out, we'll hold here for a second, as right now it is a 40-point margin, 61-21. The officials down on the field discussing the flag. It was in a vicinity of the hold, but we won't know until they let us know. Here comes the official to give us the word. They may wave this one off. No, not yet. Extra point is good.
I am on the internet as we speak trying to figure out what the record is for the most rushing yards in a championship game before. I don't know if I'm going to find it, though.
GHSA should have it in their records on GHSA.net under football. You should be able to find it there. 2:08 to play in the ball game. It was a personal foul. Unsportsmanlike conduct, I'm not going to guess on which team. I didn't see him point to it. BJ, who was that on? Was that on Gainesville or was that on Thomas County Central?
I think BJ might have checked out for the night. We haven't had his name the last couple times.
No, he's going to talk to the coaches still. I just think, he's getting himself into position to get those interviews. You know, you and I were doing some research and writing down the drive summary. But another touchdown, number 5 on the evening for Christian Deuce Lawrence.
Okay, I'm still researching.
Wake Hardy was by sliding down and not going
that
out of bounds.
That guy, that was on Gainesville, guys.
So getting a little frustrated. I'm sure the coach had a little conversation with the young man. Let him know we're not about that. We got to keep it. Keep it calm, as it is tough to see the starters out there.
And, Doug, really quickly, what I'm seeing is the state final record for rushing is only 201 yards in a championship day.
I saw that as a recent high. I'm just not sure if that's the overall high.
The playoff total is, hang on, the state record for rushing yards in a playoff game goes to 605 by Tyrese Woodgent from Coffee County.
Yeah, I saw that one. That was just last year, wasn't it, or a year before?
2024, yeah.
Yeah, so that was recent. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to find a championship game record. I can't find one here where I'm looking, so yeah, we might have to go with 201, in which case you can go ahead and hang Deuce Lawrence's picture in the Hall of Fame somewhere because he's done it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
I got to imagine there's a bigger number out there, though, fellas.
That's a pretty big number, and you know how the teams, usually you have the two best teams playing.
Yeah, for one game, I think 201 is a pretty big number.
That's a big number to me.
It's a big number,
but
think about the quality of running backs and offenses in general that have been playing in championship games in the state of Georgia for the last 80 years. That's a lot of championship games, a lot of opportunities, and a lot of great players.
Gainesville starting to clear the bench as Hughley's still in there, but got a couple guys. Rex Green takes the handoff and loses four on the play. It's second down and 14. Thomas County Central fans, as we go under a minute 45 to play here. Getting close to 90 seconds as a loss of four on the play. It'll be second down and 14 for the Red Elephants. Twins down to the near side. Two tight end set. Single back in the backfield is Rex Green. Looks like we finally have a different defense out there for the Yellow Jackets as the handoff goes to Green again. He's swallowed up and taken down. Coming up with the stop for Thomas County Central, that's Jakirian Davis. He's the backup on the defensive line for Thomas County Central.
A lot of celebrating with the three starters checking out right now. And they're doing a lot of jumping up and down as they leave the field, as they should. And a good job by Coach Rogers of getting them out and giving them a chance to get cheered on by their fans.
Yeah, each time somebody comes out, we've got Amari Stevenson still in there. We still have Eugene Ware in there. But the front four have pretty much taken it the night off, the rest of the night off, as Hughley along with Rex Green in the backfield. Under 30 seconds to play. Green trying to find some running room to the right side, trying to get back to the original line of scrimmage, and he's going to fail by about a yard, and that'll bring up a fourth down, and that's probably going to be the final play of the night.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little surprised that Gainesville actually playing ball in terms of running the clock themselves, but I think it's a good idea to just end the game. There was chippiness going on. The actual conclusion was made a long time ago. So a good job by Coach Nibla to just go ahead and wrap it up and let Thomas County Central begin their celebration.
Year 5A state champion for the 2025 season is the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets as they win 62-21 over the Gainesville Red Elephants. We'll take a quick timeout and start our post-game show as you're listening to the 2025 GHSA Tommy Gillibill Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
And a whole bunch of others on the defensive side of the ball. Carl Worrell alongside Doug Cockle and Brandon Joseph. BJ will have.
I got Artem Kerchang in here. Artem, you came to this country just a short time ago. Yeah. What does it mean to win the state championship, hey, man?
That means one for me, man. I'm so grateful to be here. I love this game, love this team.
The injury, you fought through your teammates carrying you on and off the field. Just talk about the brotherhood that has formed here between this team.
These people are willing to give more for me than I'm willing to give for them. This is family right here. This is not just a team. This is family.
South Alabama's getting a good one. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, BJ. As Artem Kerchang talked about why he stayed in the game, as he wanted to win for his family, that he has come and become a part of that South Georgia family down in Thomasville and Thomas County Central.
And I got him, and I love the accent, a combination of Russian and South Georgian mingled together. That is America, friends, talking down there on that football field.
That's America right there for you. So we'll come back after this quick timeout as BJ will have Coach Justin Rogers in just a few minutes as you're listening to the post-game show of the 2020 Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network. EMC
Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Hope. Welcome to Long Street Cafe.
Yes, I'm the local food critic, and I'm here to see why everyone loves your food.
Sure, come with me. Here in the kitchen, you can see we're hand-breading our fried chicken. Over here, we're making our homemade biscuits and cornbread.
Once a day, I presume.
More like once an hour. And here is our fresh banana pudding right out of the oven.
Wow. Long Street Cafe, you...
But the home and cooking?
By George, I think she's got it.
With two Gainesville locations.
A golf instructor who knows technique can improve an aspiring pro swing.
Four!
But one who really cares can help transform a career.
There he is, your new champion.
When you team up with someone who knows a lot and cares even more, you're unstoppable. At Truist, we believe the same is true for banking. Truist, leaders in banking, unwavering in care. Truist Bank, member FDIC, leading based on top 10 U.S. commercial bank.
Pecans, they're a part of every holiday dinner in the mind at Stone Mountain Pecan. They're great treats by themselves and perfect for holiday baking. Don't have time to bake? Try our Just Nuts tin for a tasty variety of chocolate nuts for your guests. You'll also find tons of other nuts and candies at Stone Mountain, like our praline pecans. Plus, we're a great one-stop shop for all your gift giving, and we ship anywhere. Go nuts this year and place your order at stonemountainpecan.com or visit us on Highway 78 in Monroe. And don't forget, eat well, be happy.
Wrapping it up from the field, this is the GHSA State Football Championships postgame show presented by Alpha Insurance.
And back here inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Carl Worrell, Doug Conkle, Brandon Asm, but giving you the tease of the night that started back in the third quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. tuned after that interview, because Doug is going to reveal the total yards that one Christian Deuce Lawrence had on the night to go along with his five touchdowns.
Let me open up by saying that crack statistician, producer, raconteur, man about town, Ben Rose, up here in the booth, did a little research for us. He found that the record holder for a championship game, everybody, in the state of Georgia, is by Omari Arnold of Brooks County. In 2021, he had 320 yards, breaking the record of Herschel Walker. Now,
who? Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
Hold that thought. We had a tease. We got to go a little bit longer. Do you want to give it now?
It's comparison time.
Okay, let's give it.
Christian Deuce Lawrence tonight. 39 carries, 380 yards, and five touchdowns. So as far as we can tell unofficially, he is now the championship game record holder. He did not make 400, but I think 380, well, it'll play. That one's going to be all right. That's our big stat of the night from this very dominant performance by Thomas County Central.
I think that's the big stat of the championships total. Nobody's going to hit that 380. Nobody hit that 380. I'd be shocked to hear that, because that's a number right there.
That'll stand for a while, too, especially as offenses now have evolved into a lot more passing, multiple style, and there's no more wishbones, and there's not that much wing tee anymore. I think that 380, that's going to last longer than Arnold's. I don't know if it'll last longer than Walker's, because Walker's must have gone on for about 40 years. But other than that, it's a pretty big number. But more stats for you. Total yards, 667 yards for Thomas County Central to 291 for Gainesville. Three interceptions thrown by Kareem Hughley tonight. Obviously, at least one of them came in desperation time when the conclusion of this game was already foregone. He went 6-for-22 with those three picks, 113 yards, one touchdown. He was a leading rusher with 8 rushes for 128, and two touchdowns himself. And Dwight Lewis pitching 11 for 32. But that was it in terms of highlights statistically for Gainesville. Other than Lawrence, you had Jalen Johnson, the quarterback for Thomas County Central, 14 to 22, two touchdowns, one interception, 165 yards. Also ran it for another 75 yards and two more touchdowns. And on the receiving end, Cameron James for Gainesville had 3 for 76. But Gary Pringle had 4 for 89 and two touchdowns. He was probably the big difference maker when it came to the passing game and the different options available there.
They're taking the picture down on the sideline. I think BJ will be able to get Coach Rogers after that. Maybe be able to talk to Deuce Lawrence and let him know if he knew that he was getting close to that 300 mark and that stayed in for that reason. But once BJ gets a hold of Coach Rogers, he'll jump in. But that's a remarkable yardage. He did that on only 39 carries.
39 carries, 380, yeah.
So on the season, you know, when you look at your stats, you're getting prepped for this game, and you see that Deuce Lawrence had 10-plus 100-yard games, you knew that a lot of it was going to be put on his shoulders, and he stood up as the senior heading to Wake Forest, did a lot more than 100 yards as he's 20 yards shy of 400 on the ground for the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets as they pick up their 7th state championship. In school history, had one in 2023, but before that, Deuce Lawrence are co-MVPs of the ball game.
As well they should be, too. I mean, those guys really drove it. And, you know, we knew coming in, we talked about it in the pregame. It's a very multiple offense.
I got Coach Rogers. Sorry, Doug, to cut you off.
No, take it away.
Coach, for weeks it seems that everybody's been talking about your opponent. Nobody talked about you guys, but you came in here and you dominated the 5A state championship, and you're bringing another trophy back to Thomas County.
Well, there ain't no doubt now. We put that chip on our shoulder now. We still get the news down in South Georgia. So everybody in Atlanta won the Crown Gainesville, and they were on a mission, and they were a team of destiny and all that stuff. And so we put that up on your shoulder and just play. In the second half, man, I thought we came out, established a run, and just dominated.
Talk about establishing a run. You have a running back that has the state record for most rushing yards in a state championship game. Just talk about the offensive effort you guys were able to put together, your quarterback, your running back, your offensive line, one guy being carried out there by teammates, a brotherhood, as he told me down next to the stage. stage.
Yeah, we had three starters out. People already, we had three starting guards that started for us this year, is out for the year. And then we had to just piece something together out of right tackle, first starter out all year. Coaches did a great job, and they battled. And that dang dude is a competitor, freaking baller.
Like Arnhem told me, this is more than a team, it's a family. Your family's got a championship.
Yeah, and it's real. It's real. These boys grew up together. They love each other. They right there in Thomas County, it means something to them.
Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks a lot, BJ. Talking with Coach Justin Rogers.
What a great interview. I mean, that was, it was short, but, man, he had all the good lines ready to roll. We get
he was talking to me
Georgia.
Like I said it about his team. I didn't say nothing.
I don't think he can, like, take it off 11. I mean, that's where it's always going to be with a guy like that. And that was great. You know what? I think probably there and therein what he said is why Korchagan played like he played despite the injury. That there just wasn't a lot of regulars, a lot of experience on that front line. I'm sure he felt a responsibility that weren't used to playing much, had him to look at and to figure out how things should go.
Yeah, BJ, we're going to take a quick break, but if you want to stay down there, I know you've been doing a lot. I'd love to know if you could get a hold of Deuce Lawrence just to talk to him. He may not know that he is a state record holder.
It's unofficial right now.
Yeah, unofficial.
Very clear.
Yeah, we'll say
unofficial. We're not sure yet.
We'll say unofficial, but if you're up.
He's in a mask, and it is official. I talked to John Nelson.
That's
that
who
is
I said
the official
know.
State record. Ben had the numbers and the list right. He's been pulled away seven different ways for interviews, so I don't know if we're going to get a hold of Deuce Lawrence right now.
Wow, what a moment for him. What a culmination of his high school career. Not only is he a champion, not only is he going to go play Power 4 football, but to set a record that was held by some pretty notable names in the past. That's what a feeling that must be.
We're going to take a quick time out. Thomas County Central, your 5A state champion, 62-21 here at the 2025 GHSA Tommy Guillebeau Football State Championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
There's nothing like cool, crisp air of fall in North Georgia after a hot, humid summer. Conditioned Air Systems is here to get your HVAC system ready for the changing seasons. With regular maintenance that saves you money on your energy bill, and look no further for quick, reliable plumbing repairs or installation services. Conditioned Air Systems has been a trusted name in Northeast Georgia for over 45 years. Call us today at 1-800-AC-REPAIR.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
It's kickoff time, Gainesville, and Hardy Chevrolet has the winning lineup you've been waiting for. From rugged Silverados to family-ready SUVs, our inventory is stacked for every game. And customer service? It's always first string. Visit Hardy Chevrolet at 2115 Brownsbridge Road, Gainesville, Georgia. Hardy Chevrolet, where you're always part of the hometown team.
These broadcasts with a look back at the action. You're listening to the GHS. State Football Championships postgame show.
And back here inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Carl Wuerl alongside Doug Conkle. Brandon Joseph may or may not be down on the sideline still. Had a couple of nice interviews, one with Coach Justin Rogers and Artem Korchagan, the center for the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets, who played pretty much with one leg for the second, third, and fourth quarters. Quickly, let's look at just the give credit and recognition to all the teams that won state championships. As we mentioned, Thomas County Central with their seventh state championship in school history. Look at the girls flag football real quick. Division I went to Harris County. Division II to Greenbrier. Division III to North Oconee, picking up their first state championship. Their boys men's football team won their first state championship last year. North Oconee picked up the rock and took it all the way this year. Division 4 was Blessed Trinity, and Pope repeats in Division 5. Now over to the boys' side of the ball. Worth County wins in the division Class A Division 1 championship. Class A Division 2, Bowden, fourth straight state championship and sixth overall in that division. Class 2A is Carver Columbus and Jarvis Jones coming home to his high school dressed in the camo waders last night, looking at picking up that state championship, and very emotional as they talk to him after the game. Class 3A is that goes to, and I wrote down the wrong one, it was not Jefferson, it was Sandy Creek winning that one. And the game we called on Monday night, Creekside picks up their second state championship in 4A. Here tonight, you heard Thomas County Central with their seventh state championship. And then last night, the one they're calling the unofficial national championship between Buford and Carrollton. Buford comes out on top of that one. We'll come back after this quick timeout and wrap it up and give final words for the season as you're listening to the football state championships presented by Alpha Insurance on the GHSA Radio Network.
Pecans. They're a part of every holiday dinner in the South. There's nothing like the sweet, buttery crunch you'll find at Stone Mountain Pecan. They're great treats by themselves and perfect for holiday baking. Don't have time to bake? Try our Just Nuts tin for a taste. Plus, we're a great one-stop shop for all your gift giving, and we ship anywhere. Go nuts this year and place your order at stonemountainpecan.com or visit us on Highway 78 in Monroe. And don't forget, eat well, be happy.
Hey everyone, it's former Georgia quarterback Buck Ballew, and you need to get ready for tailgate season like I am with Schumann Farms Sweet Onions. Schumann Farms brings you that sweet, crisp, southern flavor that's perfect for grilling, dipping, or just adding to your favorite recipes. Schumann Farms is a third-generation family farm and asks you to look for their real sweet, brand sweet onions at your grocery store. Schumann Farms, the Georgia family farm, growing tradition, and the world's sweetest onions.
So, who is your MVP for termites, mosquitoes, and other annoying pests? It's Northwest Exterminating. You can rely on the mouse to guard your end zone. This home deck their homes for almost 75 years. So if you have pests in the house, do what everyone else does. Call the mouse. Schedule your free inspection today by contacting us at callnorthwest.com. callnorthwest.com.
How terrible are the drivers in Atlanta? Scale of 1 to 10. 15? Driving 85 miles an hour on the circle of death? Add in the fact that it's not an if, but when you'll get in an accident. At Stottlemyre & Associates, we have decades of experience in helping Georgia's injured get the medical treatment they need and the compensation they deserve after an auto accident. Let us help you. It's what we do. Call Stottlemyre & Associates for a free consultation today. StottlemyreLaw.com.
This is the GHSA State Football Championships postgame show presented by Alpha Insurance.
Final segment of the 2025 season, wrapping up season of a lot of excitement here at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Carl Wuerl alongside Doug Conkle and Brandon Joseph, who's made his way up from the field. I'll talk about Coach Justin Rogers, man. That man is excitable, isn't he?
Yeah, and in case who's down in South Georgia.
Now we know.
Now we know, and they read the headlines, and yeah, Doug, we talked about it pregame. Was that going to be motivation? I think it was the only motivation.
It felt that way.
I don't think he said anything else other than he pointed to the wall with all the Gainesville headlines and said, go get him, and they got after him tonight.
It absolutely worked, because forget about the fact Gainesville's a bunch of power guys on there that are very successful. They had their own motivation and got them this far. But I'll say this, though, that we've called really close games, exciting games. We've called blowouts like this one. I can't remember a blowout being as exciting as this one was. We had the intrigue of the rushing record. We had Korchagan, all the drama before the game, too. And this,
even though there was so much decided by the middle of the third quarter, I was still wondering what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and he talked about that chip on his shoulder several times and how they had it, but you saw it out on the field. When you have that kind of a lead, when you are winning by out there till the final 3 minutes of the game, and then there were still some guys out there.
Yeah, I think we learned the motivation behind that. It was a statement, exclamation point, and, you know, leave no doubt. From that team, and I don't think the starters wanted to come out.
And it was a complete domination pretty much from the second quarter. They let Deuce loose, and he was able to put five scores on the board on the night, a record-setting evening for the Wake Forest commit, and he showed what he can do at the next level as well.
And let's not forget, you know, Gainesville did have it wasn't necessarily their fault, the way things kind of broke and what happened and what got him here, but it's a good team. Josh Neville's a good coach. They got a few of their high-powered dudes are coming back next year, provided they don't transfer, which, of course, is just the reality we live in now. They're going to be back on the stage again pretty soon and trying for another state title. They're 0-2 under Coach Niblett in his 4 years, but I'm sure he's already thinking about number three.
Yeah, for Gainesville, again, the biggest games, and they thought they exercised that demon against Milton this year, but they get
mountaintops. True. So getting to the state title a couple of times, 12-2, I know a lot of high school kids that are out there would kill to have a 500 record.
Yeah.
It's high school football.
We're all having a flashback.
Yeah. Johns Creek would kill to have a 500.
Oh, my God.
So that's going to do it for us. I want to thank everybody. I'm not going to thank everybody that was involved, but I'm going to thank the guys that are here right now. Ben Rose was our on-site producer tonight. Brandon Harper, he'd done yeoman work. Isaiah Stewart did a great job running the producing on the on-site for us. Joe Virgin and David Holloway, who ran the boards for us tonight. I want to thank those guys. Tell them to get some rest here in a few minutes. But for my broadcast partner, Doug Conkle, Brandon Joseph, this is Carl Worrell saying good night for the 2025 season. That's a wrap. Have a good night, y'all.
Thanks for joining us for this presentation of the 2025 GHSA State Football Championships, presented by Alpha Insurance. Special thanks to Northside Hospital, First Horizon Bank, Georgia Power, Whataburger, and the Fowler Firm. We now rejoin local programming already in progress.